April 1st, Jack Wurtzen.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
Jack was not always Jack. He was originally dubbed Casper, but high school classmates showed him the wisdom of an immediate name change. So, Jack, not Casper, was less than respectful of Christianity. Early encounters included mocking a Bible teacher at the YMCA and a fistfight at the Methodist Church. Young Jack was a member of the National Guard band, but there he joined in the physical persecution of a Christian member. In 1932, Jack committed his life to Christ, and he took off. He never finished high school, and he was never ordained, but he preached in Times Square and City Hall Park, as well as established rescue missions. He also founded numerous prison ministries. Eventually, Jack focused on youth and young adults, and he worked with Youth for Christ before he established Word of Life International. On this date, in 1944, Jack spoke about Jesus at Madison Square Gardens. For more than 50 years, Jack led Word of Life Ministries. He pioneered evangelical radio and television, hosted rallies and cruises, and created Bible institutes, clubs, and family camps that shaped the lives of individuals and families for years to come.
Being respected often starts with being authentic. As a boy, Jack Wurtzen had a bad temper. After he became a Christian, it didn't magically disappear, even though God called him to preach. Soon after he was saved, Jack married. He preached 9 times on his honeymoon. Then he worked for the Merchants Fire Insurance Corporation to support his family. But still he preached every noon hour, almost every night, weekend, and vacation. But telling others about Jesus didn't conquer his temper. As a kid, it was normal for Jack to kick things. When people upset him, he let them have it. Now that he followed Jesus, he knew his behavior damaged other people and himself. He didn't want to act like that anymore. But a few months after he was saved, his boss, Jenkins, an atheist, mocked everything Jack said about his newfound faith and the Lord he had come to love. The men had put in extra hours, and Jack and his boss were tired, and there was more work to do. Jenkins had mocked Jack before, but this time he didn't let up. Then Jenkins took it too far. Jack's temper flared. He cussed Jenkins out, used God's name to lash out, and when he did, it was like he put a dagger in his own heart. He went to the men's room and cried like a baby. "God," said Jack, "I guess I'm a Judas Iscariot. I'm a phony. I've denied you." But as he sat in the bathroom, he thought about the verse his friend Bill had told him to memorize. "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." 1 John 1:9. The Holy Spirit used it to speak to Jack, and sitting there, all alone and crying in the men's room, he prayed, "God, you said if I confess it, and God, I'm a failure. I've used your name in vain, I've cursed, and yet you've said you'll not only forgive me, but cleanse me." Jack sat a moment in the forgiveness God offered. The first scripture Jack memorized was 2 Corinthians 5:17. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, a new life has begun. Jesus had made him a new creation. He wanted to live like the person God had remade him to be. Jack knew what he had to do, so he wiped his eyes and returned to his boss. "Mr. Jenkins, I just want to apologize," he said. "You must think I'm a big phony, using the name of my Lord that I've been talking about in vain and losing my temper." Jenkins stared at him. Finally, he spoke, "You know, now I'm beginning to think that you're for real." For the next 9 years, Jenkins was Jack's boss. He never chose to follow what Jack taught about Jesus, but if anyone mocked Jack, his religion, or the fact that he preached, Jenkins was the first to defend Jack. Being respected often starts with being authentic.
John Ramstead. I'm the CEO of Beyond Influence. I'm also the host of the Eternal Leadership Podcast. And as I listened to Jack's story, it just reminded me of the redemptive power of faith. And, you know, as we go through life, it does not promise us that we're not going to have struggles. We're not going to have failures. As a matter of fact, we're going to have failures. But our faith in Christ offers this path to redemption. He wants to grow us and he wants to reconcile us and use that to profoundly influence others. And when we do work with Christ and overcome, it is a powerful testimony, and it's a story that God can build in us. And the challenge I have today is maybe reflect on a time when you have had a personal failure. I've had them recently, and here's how I handled it. I was actually in a business meeting, and my boss was doing something, and I was getting so frustrated. I got frustrated to the point where I actually snapped at him and said something very sarcastic and kind of cut him down in front of the team that we work with. And then he got really upset, and it turned into, it wasn't a good situation at all. And it doesn't matter whether I was right or wrong. And I still feel today on this issue where I stood was accurate. It was how I handled it. So, and this is where it takes some humility. If you've had one of these failures, especially with somebody else, I went to him in humility and said, listen, what I did was wrong. And I told him, you know, exactly what happened. I said, can you forgive me? Or when you can you forgive me? And we had a good conversation about that. And then I said, you know, please, I want you to hold me accountable that never happens again. If you ever see anything or me in a meeting or with our team where I'm getting frustrated and not adding to the situation or I'm harming a relationship, please, I want to give you permission to hold me accountable to that. And then I said, hey, is there anything else you want to share with me right now? And if you ask that question, you have to be prepared to listen, not debate, not challenge, even if you don't like what somebody might say, because you just asked the question. But going to somebody who's an authority, man, that I had to do a lot of praying to show up in almost a place of pre-forgiveness. I was upset. And God used that to bring us closer together. And I believe that if God hadn't put it on my heart to go and apologize, it would have harmed that relationship. So think about that. Just like Jack did, he kept trying, and we're going to fail, but we got to keep trying and we got to do the right things. And Jesus wants us to do that, and he's there every step of the way. So God bless and keep knocking them alive out there.